Oh, God, not again. Yes, indeed, again. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, welcome. It is Thursday, Throwback Thursday, as you'd have noticed if you followed us on Instagram, JDB Show on Instagram. I dug up a good one today for Throwback Thursday. It's June 27th. Dave here, all the good stuff. The Phillies streak continues today. Hopefully, it's a Beasley day at the ballpark. Oh, yeah, our offices are clearing out early. And hopefully, we're bringing our brooms. The Democrat debate was last night. We talked about that. Then hit the phones to hear what you would title the chapter of your life that you're currently in now. Took some creativity. Mostly took some self-deprecation. We had a lot of fun with that. We had a who the hell is that this morning that may shock you. And Def Leppard's Vivian Campbell got censored for a word that even we're allowed to say on FCC-regulated airwaves here. Have a listen to all that good stuff I just mentioned. It is the Daily Podcast.
Let me get this straight. They won again?
Hell yeah.
In extras.
They won again.
Oh, 5-4.
Can anything make you happier than three wins against the Mets?
Get the broom out.
And then this afternoon with a business person special.
Yes.
And we've seen it.
Yeah.
As business people, John and I will be there.
Yep. Right. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm going to the game today?
That was the rumor. Is that not true?
Oh, shoot.
Lisa knows now. We ruined John's plan. His
secret plan. No. She was the first person I told. I told you, nothing makes her happier than me not home.
Right.
Right? You know, so you know, like, her idea of a great vacation is I went somewhere.
Yeah, here's your Cracker Jacks.
So, she was the first person I told we were going to be there today. The whole station, the whole company is going to be there today.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
It's a big Beasley day.
I think it's a sellout. All 40,000 employees are going to be there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's big media company.
Well, we might get our name up on the super sign.
Yes.
Yeah. So
behave yourself on the kiss cam. Yeah. We have a female CEO.
Okay. Wait, I have to kiss her?
The John DiBella Podcast.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
102.9 MGK.
So you watched the debates last night.
I did.
All right.
And, are you kidding? I've had pallets of popcorn in my garage
just waiting
for this week.
I know. I can only imagine the anticipation. All right. And from what I understand, there was a technical difficulty because I have it here.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. A little bit of a mic problem. We have no reason to be ashamed of our audio problems when they arise, this is what's happening during a presidential debate.
All right. Well, here's what happened last night.
Get these guns off the streets.
What's happening?
We are hearing our colleagues' audio. If the control room could turn off the mics of our previous moderators, we will.
Basically, what happened is they had a number of different moderators, anchors, right? And they were doing it in teams. So
Savannah Guthrie. Thankfully, she didn't hit the bathroom. She was looking for a binder.
Right. Okay. Right. Yeah. Right. She was missing that. But two people walk off the set, and the debate's still going on with Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow, right? And the debate's still going on, and their mics are on, and they're walking out in the hallway, and
it sounded like, who was the guy in it? Did we know?
I don't know that.
He sounded like he said, I'm going to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So we got close.
Hang on.
Play it again.
Get these guns off the streets.
I'm going to go to the restroom.
Oh, man.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
We once played a Texas mayor who did go to the restroom in the middle of a council meeting. You remember that?
All right. Yep. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Was there a problem with people like talking over each other?
Well, I mean, it's a debate, of course there is.
Yeah, with 10,000 people in the mix.
Okay, all right.
Well, do you have some audio of that, too?
I thought I did. Hang on, I'm looking over here. I was pretty sure I had some.
Or maybe that was just the Spanish language that you were confusing for that.
Yeah, right. I get a kick out of that when the moderator's like, Mr. O'Rourke? Can I? And everybody's like,
you're like, shut up, you're not a judge. There will be no order. This is no courtroom, sir.
No, not at all.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DiBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Speaking of talents, all right, Jim, let me ask you, I'll start with this. Yeah. I was thinking about this yesterday, right? I think at any time, anyone's going, you know, when I write my book, or I'm going to write a book or something like that. So if you were writing a book, what is the title of the chapter you're presently living in?
Right now, I would say enjoy it while it lasts. While it lasts.
Okay. Mm. All right. All right. Steve, what about yourself?
Go the F to sleep. I am living that. And then,
there's a book for that. You might have a lawsuit.
Dude. Brutal.
Yeah, I can relate, though. Mine would be Netflix and snore.
Netflix and snore.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
All right. All right.
What happened last night in that show? Don't ask me.
I have no idea how that ended.
Yeah, by the first act.
Now, I want to open this up to everybody. What would the title of the present chapter of your life? If you're writing a book of your life, what is the present chapter titled? Mine would be, am I done yet? So,
Dave and I have a chapter about it too, but is he done yet?
Yeah.
Every one of us at some point in time says, you know, when I write my book, all right, you know, or I'm going to write a book on, or whatever it might be. So the question we have for you is, if you were writing a book, all right, what would the title of the chapter you're living right now be? Mm. All right, and what are you going with?
Go the F to sleep.
Go to F
go
to
the F to sleep.
My bookmark's in the same spot. Yep. All right, but mine's going to be Netflix and snore.
Netflix and snore.
Yep.
All right, my chapter right now is, am I done yet? All right, so 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Show.
Did I win it?
Wrong number.
No. Classic Rock, 102.9 WMGK.
Okay, Eric, so if you were writing a book right now, what is the title of the chapter you're presently living in?
You grow through what you go through.
Oh, wow, we got a philosopher here.
Yeah, a philosophizer.
Mike, what about yours?
How the F did I get here?
Mark, how about you? What was yours?
Hold on. The roller coaster's going into another gear.
Ron?
Older women make better lovers.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
I might be buying this book.
How much older?
If they're older than you, they're dead.
What's the age
you
gap?
Sound like you're pretty close now.
All right, I'm not buying that book.
She's 60 years old.
Ah, that's not that much older, Ron.
And something tells me, Ron, that... she came up with the title of your current. Carol, what's yours?
Oh, yeah. Hi. How you doing? I'm Carol.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. That's why I started the conversation with Carol. What's yours?
Mine is, I'm very bored here. I'm living in a facility. It's like a nursing home.
I have to tell you, Carol. That's too long a title for just one chapter of a book. Mike!
So, I'm 24, you know, out of college, so the title will be, Where's My Trophy?
Okay. Mary!
Mine is Living My Best Life Ever.
Cindy, what's the title of your chapter?
It would be, I Don't Want to Go to Work Today, followed up by the, How Many Years Do I Have to Work Before I Can Retire sequel.
Sounds like a wordy book, but relatable.
Sounds like one of the chapters in mine. Terry, what's the title of yours?
My Worst Nightmare.
Sam, what's the title of your present chapter of your book?
I Do Not Care Anymore.
I feel you, Sam. I'm there.
All right. Let me make a suggestion to you, Sam.
Yes?
Vodka. That's what Conrad has to say.
101 things to do while your girlfriend puts a diaphragm in.
Oh, my God.
An instruction manual.
The John DeBella Podcast.
102.9
MGK.
How about a really quick game of Who the Hell Is That? Okay. A really quick game of Who the Hell Is That? I'll take maybe five callers, all right? There's a new Disney series coming out for Disney TV called Mickey and the Roadster Racers. All right? And this is the voice of a famous classic rock star. Or a famous rock star.
All right.
Okay. On tour right now, as a matter of fact. All right. Tell me, who the hell is that?
Ha! Is this goof serious? Me work with you again? Well, I do want to see the Golden Gander, so let's do it.
Who the hell is that?
Wow.
Want it again?
Yeah, please.
Ha! Is this goof serious? Me work with you again? Well, I do want to see the Golden Gander, so let's do it.
Who the hell is that? 215-263-WMGK. I'll take five calls. No prize involved. I'm just, you know, curious as to what's happening. You got a guess at all?
I do have a guess.
Who do you think?
Hagar.
Hagar. Sammy Hagar.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good guess. Not right. We are in the middle of an exciting round of...
Who the hell is that?
Question at hand, who the hell is that? We'll play the clip for you one more time. Go to the phones.
Ha! Is this goof serious? Me work with you again? Well, I do want to see the Golden Gander, so let's do it.
Okay, Lisa, who the hell is that?
I think it's Meatloaf.
Nope, not Meatloaf. Cassie, who the hell is that?
Oh, my Lanta. I'm too embarrassed. Maybe David Lee Roth?
No, not David Lee Roth. John.
How about Arthur Brown?
Arthur Brown, incorrect. Let's go over to Colleen.
Ted Nugent.
Ted Nugent, that is not right. Let's take it to Mike. Mike, who the hell is that?
Is that Alice Cooper?
How the hell did you know?
It was a complete guess.
It is, in fact, Alice Cooper.
No, I feel like an idiot.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
A challenge was offered in the office yesterday, and we decided to move it on to the air. Every once in a while we do these. And whenever we do, and please, if you can, refrain from, why didn't you say Texas? Right? When we'll get all these things. Because when the pressure's on, it's a hell of a lot harder to do this. Yeah. All right. And what we're talking about is kind of like an A to Z, right? Where we got to keep a topic going and name songs in that. But in this case, it's songs with numbers in them.
Yes.
So
it's going to be difficult.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
I decided that I would put my title on the line.
You would put your title on the line?
You have a belt? Nervous.
You got a belt?
Yeah.
All right. Put your shirt down.
You ready, Dave?
Yes.
All right. Well, then there's only one thing that we need, and that, of course, is...
Cue the sheep.
The sheep bed. So we.
Oh, I have the horn, too.
You have the horn? Okay. All right.
Yeah. So 5 seconds in
five
between,
seconds,
right?
In between. Yeah, you have 5 seconds to come up with your next song. All right. Okay. Here we go. Who's starting?
You.
I'm starting? Okay. Yeah. 8 days a week.
One bourbon, one scotch, and one beer.
19th nervous breakdown.
All right.
25 or 6 to 4.
When I'm 64.
Oh.
Summer of 69.
Nice.
That's for you, Steve.
Edge of 17.
One of these nights.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Revolution number 9.
Ooh. One from U2.
18, Alice Cooper.
One from Metallica.
One from Three Dog Night.
Oh, come on. Oh, jeez. Can't Drive 55.
Oh, good one.
One from Harry Nilsson. Try that one on the side.
I didn't even know that was there. 1999, Prince.
Oh, it's a good one. Two of Us, the Beatles.
All right, I'll stick with the ones. Revolution number 1.
One Way or Another, Blondie.
Oh,
man. You guys are such losers. 515.
Ooh.
The Who.
One, I got all these one. One after 909.
One, two, three, four. Coolio.
What?
That
this was classic rock only. No.
We're
going to go forever then.
For number songs, we got to go beyond classic rock.
Hit me, baby, one more time in that case.
All right, good one. 6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9. Take that, Wilson Pickett.
Wait, what? What song is this?
That's a song.
Who's it by?
Wilson Pickett.
Oh. All right, fine. Tommy Tutone, 867-5309. Suck it, Dave.
I was going to go there. Let's see here. Oh, man. Hit me. What happens when you steal an answer?
Right. Yes.
It Takes Two.
Crap. 2112.
Oh, nice one.
Rush.
In the Year 2525.
I'm going to be 500 miles, the Proclaimers.
Oh, very good.
500 miles in parentheses.
Yes.
Ow.
That's five.
Steve,
keeping the belt.
He's keeping the belt.
Steve gets the belt. Oh wow. This is the second time in a week.
That was a good one.
This is the second time in a week. Oh, man. And I thought I was going to have you on this one.
I thought you were too, dude.
In all honesty, because I heard you say, and I just blanked. And I just friggin' blanked.
John had more ones than the internet.
Yes, the parentheses.
Right. See, I would have just called it 500 miles and left it at that. I would have accepted it.
Wow.
Damn the Proclaimers. Damn them.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station. 102.9 MGK.
I have to tell you, I found this clip of Vivian Campbell from Def Leppard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And unfortunately, it got beeped, right? And the most important word in what he's saying is what got beeped.
All right.
That word is balls.
Oh.
Okay. All right. But this is what Vivian, who's being interviewed, it was being asked about rock today. Come on, Viv.
Very quiet.
Yeah, he's very quiet.
Wow, how long did he say balls?
All right.
You got to find the right balance between being good at your craft
and still having the right attitude.
Fine,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
like when I hear a lot of bands, not necessarily rock bands, but all sorts of different genres of bands who come out in this day and age, a lot of them, what is missing? I mean, they have talent. They can write songs. They can sing. They can play a bit, but they don't have.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
And you listen to something back from the 90s or the 80s or 70s, there's something earthy about it. There's an intent, you know, yeah. that you have to have.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, isn't it sweet?
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.